Here we go. Wrapping up the news of the day. One more thing. Now available as a podcast. Go check it out if you miss it over at WRAT.com. The name Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, yes. That's the thing on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It hooks up to my speaker and whatnot.
That's right. It connects devices, right?
Yeah.
This was named after a king.
A king?
Bluetooth technology was named after King Harold Bluetooth, quote unquote, his nickname, Gormson.
I am surprised that there was an actual guy named Bluetooth.
The traditional explanation for this is that Harold had a bad tooth that looked blue.
Oh, my.
But back in the 10th century, Bluetooth, his nickname, united Denmark and Norway, much like how wireless Bluetooth now joins different devices.
Oh, okay.
So Bluetooth was named after a king.
A king who united people.
That's right.
Just like the Bluetooth unites my phone to my nice little Bose speaker and then I put on the Rad app and I'm rocking on the app, baby.
There you go. Named after a king.
So I have King Bluetooth to thank for when I rock out on the app.
That's how they named it.
All right, I like it.
So every time you think of Bluetooth, be like, yeah, you know, sitting around, be like, yo, connect to your Bluetooth. Be like, you know he was named after a king? See, he had a bad tooth that was blue.
If I can just remember these things, I can be like Cliff Clavin in Cheers. And just tell people these dumb little facts.
Useless information.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it right here on 95.9 The Rap. There you go, baby. Wrapping up the news of the day right here. And don't forget, check him out on the podcast over at WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.